USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois, says he hopes the Department of Justice charges former President Donald Trump if the evidence reaches the threshold to prove that Trump pushed an election fraud conspiracy that spurred the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
What's most important to me at this moment is to make sure that the vast majority of Americans understand that the country's at threat.
The comments from Kinzinger follow the first of six public hearings of the committee. A family trip to Massachusetts has ended in tragedy, with a mother dead and her six-year-old son missing. The family of six were fishing Thursday when two of the children entered the water. The mother jumped in to save them, then went under and was found by rescuers. After life-saving efforts were performed at the scene, she was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-969-1199. 800-969-1199. 800-969-1199.
Federal health officials are probing several multi-state outbreaks of salmonella infections linked to backyard poultry. More than 200 Americans have been stricken so far this year, including one death. A total of 219 illnesses have been reported across 38 states, including 27 hospitalizations and one fatality in Tennessee. The true count is likely much higher, as many people recover without seeking medical care. The COVID-19 pandemic has reversed an age-old rule whereby automobile customers had bargaining power over dealers because they could always shop around for a better deal or negotiate a discount on vehicles which were widely available. But today, dealers are setting prices and oftentimes charging a premium and sticking to them. In some cases, consumers can end up paying thousands of dollars above sticker price. A chip shortage together with factory shutdowns have limited capacity. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Angered by the unrelenting toll from gun violence, tens of thousands of people are expected at rallies this weekend in the nation's capital and around the United States, demanding that Congress pass meaningful changes to gun laws. The second March for Our Lives rally will take place Saturday in front of the Washington Monument. It's a successor to the 2018 march organized by student protesters after a mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. The Washington Post has fired reporter Felicia Sunmez, who triggered a vigorous online debate this week over social media policy and public treatment of colleagues after she criticized a fellow reporter for retweeting an offensive joke. A copy of a termination letter sent Thursday accusing her of insubordination, maligning co-workers online, and violating the Post's standards was published online and was quoted in other news accounts. The outspoken political writer, whose first stint at the Post began in 2018, declined comment earlier today. And authorities exhumed a body in a Connecticut cemetery last Wednesday in hopes of identifying the victim of a nearly half-century-old homicide, only to find they had dug up someone else's remains. But the police chief of East Haven, Connecticut, said they will keep investigating and try to pinpoint the victim's actual grave in the cemetery. The chief says they hope to try again in a couple of weeks. See, the victim was female. The body they exhumed was male. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.